This is KTOO's Juneau Afternoon, and it's about 13 minutes until the top of the hour. Scott Burton, your host today, and now with me on the phone is City Manager Watt. City Manager Watt, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. Glad to be on. Per normal, coronavirus, COVID-19 continues to dominate the news and the thinking, and we've got several more updates on city activities. The Assembly spent quite a bit of time last night working on a rental assistance program, and they're going to continue that on Monday night. And I would just let everybody know that the state webpage has rolled out a new dashboard. They've got more data, more graphics in the city webpage. We also have a dashboard that's coming out. And the Assembly has dove into the budget, and honestly, it's a little bit of a gloomy thing to take up right now. Revenues are looking pretty tough on the budget. A lot of activity on all fronts on COVID-19. People can see a video that our fire department put together on the drive-through screening facility, and we continue to get ourselves organized around potential quarantine needs, which we just don't know. So the experts out there have many different projections about what might happen, and they're off by from each other by an order of magnitude, so a factor of 10. We're trying to read the tea leaves from Dr. Zink and see where she's headed and where she thinks Alaska is going in terms of case growth and need of medical facilities. And she's indicated that she's going to be working on more Alaska-specific projections. I think everybody is following the national news on the CDC guidelines recommending cloth face coverings in public, which I think will spur a lot of conversation here in Juneau. And I don't know, are people ready for that? What do you think?
That is a good question. I went to the hardware store yesterday and I saw about half the people in the store were already wearing those. If it's what's best for the community, it might be a good move.
Yeah, it's interesting. So the actual CDC language is, they've seen evidence that the cloth masks can help protect not the person who's wearing it, but protect other people, since people who have the disease can transmit the virus before they show symptoms. So their language is, in light of this new evidence, CDC recommends wearing cloth face coverings in public settings where other social distancing measures are difficult to maintain, for example, a grocery store and a pharmacy, especially in areas of significant community-based transmission. So it's definitely a recommendation from CDC, but it's qualified. And I bet people in Juneau will read that differently, and we will have probably a good bit of discussion on whether that's necessary or what's right for the community.
Is it possible that will become one of the city's recommended actions for citizens?
Yeah, it's under consideration. So we've got, the Assembly, of course, is watching the national news and thinking about whether from an Assembly level they should trigger action sooner or later. So certainly the Assembly decided to make travel an issue earlier than the governor. And the Assembly decided to do hunker down earlier than the governor. So it just could be that the Assembly might find that the right course for the community. And I would imagine that the discussion is going to be, people are going to look at that CDC language and say, okay, is social distancing difficult to maintain here in Juneau? And maybe this applies to grocery stores and pharmacies like CDC calls out. Or people are going to look at the language and say, well, CDC says especially in areas of significant community-based transmission, and we don't really have that yet. We've had travel-related transmission, and we've had close contact transmission from family members or close associates. So I think this is going to be This is going to be our topic over the next couple of days, or as long as a week, although I would say with coronavirus, it doesn't seem like, it seems like a week is an eternity.
Right. Earlier in the conversation, you mentioned the telephonic screening and drive-through testing. Can you remind us about that process?
I can. So for the facility that we set up, if you think that you should be tested for coronavirus, your first stop is to call your family physician, and they might refer you to our service. And if you don't have a family physician, you can call our number, 586-6000, and you will get one of our fine school nurses who will walk you through the protocol. And then if you meet the standards for testing, which are now quite a bit more relaxed than they were a week ago, then they'll direct you to go to the drive-through screening facility. So we don't want you to show up at the drive-through screening facility saying, hey, I heard on the radio I should come here. You need to make your call first. And your other phone number that you can call if you need information, non-medical information, you can call 211, the line that United Way is staffing, and they can help you with information requests as well.
All right. So that, again, was 211 or 586-6000 to do a telephonic screening to see if you might qualify for an actual testing.
Yep.
Okay.
So we continue to monitor the situation, and, we're getting caseload growth, and, we're sitting at 11 cases, and we anticipate more, and, I guess the question on everybody's mind is, how well are we hunkering down, and how well are we doing as a community to limit the case growth? And is our current policy the right approach? And so I just always steer it back to, as individuals, all you can do is control your own actions and be part of a system that is working. The governor last night, he had a good line that I liked, and he said, as a state, we are not doing poorly. And I think that's a good way to look at it. Yeah. So other states are definitely having trouble, and nobody, I think, is going to declare mission accomplished or anything like that. I think the governor's got it right. As a state, we're not doing poorly, and we have to keep trying hard, and we have to be ever vigilant to defeat the virus.
I have one more question for you. You mentioned if you do call 586-6000, a school nurse might answer the phone call. I know a lot of other CBJ employees have been sort of reallocated. Whose idea was that?
Well, that's sort of baked into the Emergency Operations Center concept where, when you have an emergency, you pull resources from where you have them. So when we shut down the pools, we didn't want to lay off pool workers. I think some of the pool workers are cleaning transit buses. And when we closed the libraries, we pulled librarians into the information office. That's a good fit for their skills. And it goes on and on like that. So the Emergency Operations Center is something that comes out of the Federal Incident Command System. And it's an organized way to respond to emergencies. And so it's not our idea. It's just our local implementation.
All right. City Manager Watt, remind us once more the best way to communicate with City Hall right now or the Assembly?
With the Assembly, boroughassembly@juno.org. We get lots of emails, and, we try to read them all and try to respond, and I get those as well. So the Assembly email is always a good way for us to keep a finger on the pulse of the community and what it's thinking.
And the website is?
Juno.org.
All right. City Manager Watt, I hope you have a nice weekend. Maybe you can get another nap in, maybe.
That'll be my goal.
All right. We appreciate your time here on Juno Afternoon, and we'll look forward to checking in with you next week.
Okay. And remember, taking care of yourself takes care of your community.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.